3.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We have a lot to talk about here tonight, but to start the show out, I probably shouldn't hold this until later because you know how Free Talk Live can be. It's an open phones radio show. That means you can call in about anything. So usually we'll start the show out with something and then go be end up somewhere else completely by the time the show is done because you can call in about what you want. So I sent out a Facebook notice, post, update, wall post, whatever they call it. I sent out a Facebook.
Maybe it's a tweet.
No, tweet is the Twitter thing.
Would you... You can't have a tweet on something besides Twitter?
I guess. I don't know. I guess, well, Facebook has basically the tweet functionality. Twitter is this website that's insanely popular that allows people to essentially type little updates about what they're doing or things that they want their friends or business associates to know about. And I've never really understood the appeal of Twitter all on its own. I guess I do understand the appeal of just kind of getting word out to people. I get that. But Facebook's got that functionality, so why do I need Twitter?
I guess the people that like Twitter like Twitter.
I guess.
I don't do the Twitter thing. It doesn't pop my cork. However, I'm not here to say that people that do enjoy it are bad, wrong, or stupid. I'm not going
to
do it.
See, one of the things that's nice is our listeners are Johnny on the spot when it comes to this stuff, whereas we might not be.
Yeah.
So it was one of our listeners that set up the Free Talk Live Twitter channel. And,
thank goodness.
And he just kind of tends to it. So thank you so much for that, Jesse. I appreciate it. Jesse down in Georgia. So Facebook, I posted this notice saying that Free Talk Live is not contributing to the Free State Project Money Bomb. And I said we would explain why. And that there was a certain plan. I don't even know where to begin with all this. The situation is, Mark, you've been kind of in the down in the dumps. You've been a little upset.
Yeah, I've been grumpy.
You've been pretty put off by a situation that has been going on behind the scenes that has not gotten any mention on this radio program.
Yeah, and I think...
And for good reason.
To some extent, this is a lesson for me, and I suppose anybody who wishes to take the lesson, in communication and, communication. Because I have been essentially stewing over a perceived slight from the board of the Free State Project, which is, you know, I made a proposal to the board. They had a rebuttal. I didn't, an amendment. They wanted to change my proposal in some way. I didn't like the change. I responded, and I got no response. So I figured the situation was dead, and they were taking what to me appears to be a very generous and very good offer, and just kind of letting it lay there. And the complaints about the Free State Project board up to this point have been that they don't respond very well. They're kind of lethargic. It's, lots of boards are this
okay,
way,
right? I want to just jump in here. As a member of a board, I'm on the Cheshire TV board here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Do they get a lot done?
No.
Okay.
But boards are notorious, from my experience, at they want to look good, but they don't want to do a whole lot. And it's nothing personal against the board members.
I've got nothing wrong, no complaint about individual board members of the Free State Project.
Fine people.
Yes.
Fine people. It's just that the
old saying is that none of us is as foolish as all of us, and it's kind of it's kind of the board thing, and so that's what my perception was, and apparently my email may have been lost. Or at least some communication or something like that. Some communications along the line. I'm not going to say who dropped the ball, but like I know that I sent something, and I just don't know the answer.
I'm not here to
gone to a spam folder. You never know. But I ceased to communicate at that point, and I just felt slighted, you know, and decided. And so I've been stewing since then. You know what happens when people stew. They get meaner and meaner and meaner.
And so this Money Bomb thing, this Free State Project Money Bomb came up, and, of course, we were asked to promote it as, you know, Free State Project is an advertiser on this program. And
our longest advertiser.
Right. And they've been with us for a long time. And, you know, we mentioned it last night. We mentioned that today was going to be this Money Bomb Day and that you'd get a free, if you gave a $100 contribution to the Free State Project, which, by the way, is a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all moving to the same place. They're looking to recruit several thousand more. But if you give $100 to the Free State Project, you'll get this, I'm sure, very, very nice 1 ounce Free State Project piece, a silver piece, essentially custom-made for the Free State Project.
It's nice. There's no doubt about it.
It may end up having numismatic value. Who knows down the line? And so, yes, by all means, give money to the Free State Project if you feel they deserve it. It's just that, Mark, you've been so upset at what you perceived happened.
And it may have happened. I don't know. I mean, like, I guess it doesn't really matter whether what occurred and how it occurred. You know, it could be that they got my email and discussed it amongst themselves and decided we're just not going to respond. Who knows what they did? Who knows? It's just all speculation. At this point, it would appear as though the deal is back on track.
It's back on the table. But let's talk about the deal because we haven't even touched on that yet.
That's what people want to know.
What it was, because when you had told me about what happened, I was also similarly disappointed, probably not as angry, because I hadn't put the time in like you did. You've been working on this for months and months. I remember this back to springtime at the very earliest, I think.
It's been more than 18 months. Jason Osborne and I, with whom I put together the deal, and is probably I might be the spokesperson, but he's doing the majority of the work in the back end. And Jason Osborne, as we know, big advocate of liberty and essentially wants to see the Free State Project get to 20,000 as much as I do and is willing to
sooner
help.
Rather than later.
Yeah, sooner rather than later.
And he's got some equipment that's very professional. I mean, we know he's the man behind SACL CAI. It's a collections company that, you know, they've got call-out software and things like that, for instance, can make robocalls, right, where you can call people.
Well,
but
and more
you
than
didn't want to make robocalls. What you wanted to do was make person-to-person cold calls.
What my idea is simply to that the Free State Project has been trying to get people to sign up on the internet for quite some time to move to New Hampshire.
It's been slow going.
There was an initial jump back then.
That was before the vote. There was a whole lot of people signing up before New Hampshire was chosen, and then after that, the excitement went away.
It dropped off before that, though.
Really?
It dropped off before the vote in New Hampshire, and apparently it just sort of exhausted whatever list it was that was of these people that out there, you know, whatever Yahoo group or they got all the people to sign up and they did. But one of the concerns with my plan has always been sort of veracity.
What's your plan?
Let me tell you. Okay.
There's a lot to cover here. I want to make sure we get everything right.
The plan is essentially to make outbound calls to get people to sign up. So to put together a boiler room, as it's called in the business, of telemarketers for the Free State Project. They would be Free State Project members because you can't have somebody in India making these calls.
Yeah. That doesn't believe in liberty. Colleague, on behalf of the Free State Project,
Not going to work. So what I need is Free Staters who are articulate to make these calls. I don't need a two dozen of them. I only need, say, four or five or six to make these calls. Essentially, the JSON software would call out. It would find somebody on a list that we have procured, and we would need a libertarian list. You don't want to call people out of the phone book for this.
So they're pre-qualified to some extent. Cold calls, but they still are cold calls.
They'd be cold for those people, but a cold call is, spam is only spam if it's unwanted.
Mm-hmm.
Junk mail is only junk mail if it's unwanted. Certainly, you know.
What liberty-oriented person wouldn't want to at least get pitched on the idea of the Free State Project?
They may or they may not. Whatever, I'm obviously not going to hold them on the phone too long.
Right.
Telemarketing is a valid way of marketing things. It may not be everybody's favorite. I understand if I get it during dinner, I kind of feel the same way.
And do you feel like that's where some of the opposition was coming from the Free State Project board, was that this was essentially a telemarketing plan?
Nobody likes a telemarketer. That's the long and the short of it. Nobody likes a telemarketer. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And some companies have operated in a fashion that has frustrated people. So there you go.
So you wanted to make outgoing calls to thousands of people.
Right. Get them on the phone. Talk to them about their goals for liberty. After I've talked to them about their goals for liberty, see if there can be like a connection with the Free State Project. If I can get them to sign up, great.
If I sign him up right then on the phone.
Sign him up on the phone. Say, hey, do you want to be a part of the Free State Project? Fabulous.
Because I know, as somebody who's gone out and done petition signatures and registered people to vote and things like that, you can't just hand somebody a voter's registration form and expect them to fill it out.
No.
You have to
fill it out with
their
right
hand.
Then.
Right. You have to actually grab the pen yourself and fill it out. Ask them the questions and then fill the form out. But you you encountered some opposition, I guess, and we'll explain here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. The Free State Project Money Bomb is tonight. We'll also talk more about that. Come up. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free, the 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show, or video. You can see that over at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, you can get all the details on how to become a Free Talk Live Shriner at shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's what we've been talking about here for the first segment of the program. We will get to your calls about anything here shortly, but I said on Facebook we would address this issue here tonight, and I don't want to put it off because if I put it off, we might never get to it. So freestateproject.org is where you go to learn about what I consider the most amazing activist opportunity ever, at least in my lifetime and probably in the entire history of the world. It's a very deliberate intent on the part of liberty-minded people to get together. We were so spread out before and so alone, I mean, really almost completely alone, even down in a market as large as Sarasota, Florida. There were maybe only a handful of semi-active, liberty-oriented people. The Free State Project is intended to get the best of the best, the most active of the activists, and those who desire action to come here to New Hampshire to get together with one another and to achieve liberty in our lifetime. It's a brilliant concept, and that's why, Mark, you were so excited about your idea that you'd come up with. The idea of, well, the Free State Project has been relatively slow at gaining new recruits. The original goal of the project was to reach 20,000 people signed, pledged to move to New Hampshire. The number is getting close to 10,000. It's at 9,600 as I'm doing the show here tonight. And that's good, but we still need to get to that 20,000 number because it was the original goal of the project. Now, of course, we've talked on the air, Mark, since all of this went down. We've talked on the air about how the 20,000 number is really kind of meaningless, that the founder of the project had originally thought that 20,000 people was going to be 20,000 people that didn't really do that much.
Yeah.
Turns out the activists that moved here are, a lot of them are super activists, and if you could get 2,000 super activists all in the same place, you'd have a real effect.
Right. He's amended his projection from 20,000 to 2,000, wasn't it?
That's correct. Of super activists.
Right. And obviously, I believe that there are going to be far, far more people moving here, and I think that the numbers at the top of the website are a declaration of failure more than they are a declaration of success. That the numbers for the Free State Project should have been reached long ago, and they absolutely could have with good marketing. Unfortunately, the board's a very part-time board. These people all have jobs.
They're not professional marketers.
They're not. No.
That's what I wanted to come from on this. This is not an attack against any of the folks on the Free State Project board. As I've said, I've met most of them, and they're fine people. I like Aaron Swearingen a whole lot. In fact, he lives down here in Keene. And it's just that when you get people together on a board, they just don't have, and as you said, it's volunteer, it's part-time, they don't have the appropriate motivation, and even if they had the appropriate motivation, they don't have the appropriate marketing knowledge to get the job done. They've done an all right job. I mean, they've put some ads in some magazines. They've advertised with Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, of course, their number one recruiting method aside from word of mouth. So we've been relatively successful at bringing people in, but it's still not fast enough. We're not a big enough of a show. We don't have millions upon millions of listeners. We're not big enough to really draw in a whole bunch of people at one time. We're big enough to be their best option so far, but there needs to be a more personal touch. And that's why you'd brought them the idea of doing this call-out program where you'd actually have humans who are Free Staters, who have made the move to New Hampshire, calling other liberty-minded people from around the country, and we'd have to get a list from somewhere. You tried the Ron Paul guys. They didn't come through.
Not going to happen.
So we'd have to get some sort of list. Somebody said they had access to such a list.
Yes.
And so,
and they, you know, they're close to the board, and obviously, right. So, you know.
So your plan was to make these outgoing phone calls and to essentially sell people on the idea of, you know, in a nice way, of course,
yeah,
to sell people on the idea of, hey, how's liberty doing where you are? Maybe you'd like to hear about what's happening up here. Maybe you'd like to join us. If so, let's do it right now over the phone. And you submitted this idea. What now?
Recorded. That would
recorded.
Be it, no. It would be recorded so that people.
But you'd be a live person making the call.
Correct.
It would be a robocall.
Right. Them saying yes would be recorded.
Right. So there'd be evidence, so that way you'd know it was a real person and you guys weren't just scamming the numbers just to get paid or something.
Correct.
Right. So you proposed this to the Free State Project Board, and they bounced it back to you with some modifications, modifications that were not exactly too pleasing.
Sure. I mean, and the biggest problem is the Free State Project Board has a scalable plan to get new signers for $100 a piece. They can essentially buy, with advertising, $100 a piece.
That's
signers.
A lot.
It's a lot. It's a high number. What they need is they need to lower their cost of acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cost of acquisition is important. The more impediments that one puts in front of a sign-up program, whether it's my plan or any plan, the more impediments, the higher the cost of acquisition. Doesn't that make sense?
Sure.
So if you ask somebody to just say yes, you don't have to move. Obviously, your cost of acquisition would be very, very low.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, okay, if you sign up, you must move within 30 days. Then your cost of acquisition is going to be very, very high. So obviously you need to find some middle ground in there in order to get to this 20,000 number that the founder of the program has already said doesn't need to be reached.
But it's still
anywhere.
There. So
right. So as it's, I've heard on the radio, Michael Medved said that the Free State Project was dead.
Mm.
You know, it hadn't reached its number. It's over. Kerflooey. It's being said out there in the world, the Free State Project's a failure. And the reason it's being said is because of this 20,000 number. I wanted to reach the 20,000 number. I'm not saying the 20,000 number is, once we reach it, that's liberty. It's not. The 20,000 number is an impediment
right.
to the Free State Project being successful.
So
the Free State Project needs to be about the business of moving people to New Hampshire
right.
in order to make a free state.
Once
not about getting people to sign a list.
Right. Once that 20,000 is reached, we can brush that aside, and we can focus on the number of people that have actually made the move to New Hampshire, because to me that's a much more persuasive number to say that
right.
over 766 people have made the move to New Hampshire.
And I think that number up there is a problem, too, because when I signed up for the Free State Project, I did not sign up. I'm signed up to move to New Hampshire, not to tell you that I moved to New Hampshire. So I know that there are a great deal of people that are here in this state that have moved quite some time ago that have not updated themselves. I know that Seth Hippel, who's a good man trying very hard, makes a valiant effort to
He's
get people.
He's the membership director.
Yes, he is. To get that number accurate as he can, but how can you?
So your intent was to reach out to prospective Free State Project members, liberty-oriented people, personally, by telephone, invite them to join and sign them up over the phone.
Yep.
That's basically the idea, as opposed to just, you know, buying some more magazine ads, buying some more ads here and there, you
Podcasts
know, flyering.
And
all of those are fine.
Right. What I'm trying to do is, in fact, make the advertising on Free Talk Live that I benefit from financially irrelevant. So, I mean,
yeah.
that's how much I want this, is I want the advertising to go away for Free Talk Live. I'm actually shooting myself in the foot.
To some extent, I can see that. So I guess the question tonight is, how do you feel about that? As somebody who might be paying attention to this whole free state idea, or a free stater, do you think that's a plan worth going ahead with?
Yeah, the outbound calling program.
Right, because if you do feel that way, we could use you on our side, basically. We'd want you to reach out to the board members of the Free State Project and let them know, especially if you're somebody who contributed to the Free State Project money bomb.
And if you're not, if you didn't contribute and then write your email.
We'll talk about that in a moment. It's at 98%. We'll update you in a moment. Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
What you want, dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who have failed to pay their bills. You may believe that this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people do not pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So, if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI, repositioning companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We started out by discussing what we promised we would, and sent out a Facebook update today saying that We did not give money to the Free State Project Money Bomb. We would explain why, and it has to do with the fact that you were somewhat, it seemed you were rebuffed by the Free State Project Board. Now, the Free State Project is a movement of encouraging thousands of liberty-oriented people to move to New Hampshire. And we haven't gotten to the goal of 20,000 signers yet. We're close to 10,000. And, Mark, you wanted to get to that goal sooner rather than later, so you proposed a plan to the Board of Directors of the Free State Project, essentially saying, let's fund a call-out program. Let's get a handful of Free Staters who've made the move to New Hampshire to call some liberty-oriented phone lists, like, you know, the Libertarian Party or Ron Paul or whatever list we can get our hands on, to call those folks up and give them a personal invitation to join the activist fund up here in New Hampshire, as opposed to just hoping that they spot an ad in Liberty Magazine or hear our ads on the radio or that sort of thing. So a much more direct marketing approach. Yeah. And essentially what happened was you, the professional marketer, approached them with this idea. They came back, the board of directors, who really nice folks. I like them all on a personal basis, the ones I've met. I met a handful of them. But they came back with some modifications to your idea, which I'm sure, while well-intentioned, were not pleasing to you as the professional marketer, as somebody who has done such things, you know, before. You know
how
to work
the phones.
Not to
mention reaching the first 1,000 program for them.
That's right. You and Jason Osborne from SACL CAI were behind the success of the first 1,000 program. So you are a professional salesman. That's what you do. You know how to talk to people on the phone. You would be giving these people that were making the calls, you'd probably be one of them, you'd be giving these people training, you'd be giving them techniques. And the board members came back with some modifications that were just not pleasing to you. Some emails transpired and somebody dropped the ball or an email got lost. That resulted in you getting pretty frustrated and upset and saying, screw this, after putting in something like 12 or 18 months of time trying to...
I'm not going
to
say that I certainly worked on it diligently all that time.
Sure.
But
it's something you wanted to see happen. You had a lot of personal investment in it, and you felt like your idea had been kind of shot down in flames because the modification they'd proposed was going to make it more difficult to get people on the list of Free State Project signers.
Right. And so now the money bomb's occurring today. And
so right now it's at 98% at freestateproject.org.
Right. It's fabulously successful, and they're giving away a silver piece that is very attractive, and I understand. And I want them to reach their goal here.
Me too.
The guy who's set up the money bomb, Chris Lawless, is just a darn competent guy. He's the one who makes the Liberty, has made the most of the Liberty Forums. I believe Irina Goddard did the first Liberty Forum.
He's the organizer of that. We've gone to that every year, broadcast live from. In fact, he's on the line with us right now. Chris is with us from New Hampshire. Congratulations in advance, presuming that it's going to get to 100%, probably going to go well over 100% by midnight, because it's you still got another few hours remaining here. The Free State Project Money Bomb trying to raise $20,000 in a 24-hour period. You guys are at $19,670 right now, Chris.
Yeah, it's I was a little worried this morning, but it looks like, you know, a lot of people just checked in after work, and a lot of people donated this afternoon, so pretty happy how it's turned out.
It's incredible. The average donation is very large. Well over $150 is the average donation here. Only 123 contributors have essentially racked up nearly $20,000, and we only have a few hours left. So maybe we'll see 110% by the time the night is over. And, you know, you've done an amazing job on this. And what I wanted to just do tonight was to throw out Mark's idea for marketing the Free State Project and see what the listeners thought about it, especially the ones that are Free Staters, the ones that kind of have a tie into this movement, and encourage them to get in touch with the Free State Project board and tell them that, you know, how they feel. Do you like Mark's idea? Or is it really an awful idea? I think it's a great idea personally, but, you know, what do I know?
Well, one of the things that I think that the board should do is maybe take more feedback. I think one of the things about the Free State Project in general is, you know, we hear a lot of bitching on the forum, but there's never not a lot of communication directly to the board. There should probably be something where they have question and answer period, like either a live chat or a phone call once a month, once a quarter to get feedback. And I don't know all the details that transpired with Mark's talk with them, but I believe that probably a lot of it is communication breakdown.
That sounds like what it is, but I think it would help if they had some other people saying, yes, this sounds like a good idea, specifically people that have given money in today's money bomb. If you know, if you're one of those 123 people that have contributed, or if you're planning on going to freestateproject.org tonight to get in here in the remaining moments of the money bomb and contributing.
Another 100 on here,
by the way. If you're planning on sending some money in, send a little note along to the Free State Project board saying, hey, I'd like to, you know, tag this if I could to fund Mark's project. Because it's not going to be the cheapest thing in the world to hire a boiler room full of people to make phone calls. But then again, Mark, it didn't sound too expensive when you ran the numbers by me either.
It's something that can be done for just a few thousand in seed money and a list.
Wasn't the idea to basically get the project seeded to where you had the people, they were making a few initial phone calls, and then you look at the results to say, okay, we made this many calls, we got this many signups, it cost this amount of money, and then basically break it down to see, okay, it's costing us $20 per signup or $30 per signup to get these signups. And then then pitch that out to the full membership to say, let's fund this big time?
That was the idea, but don't forget that in making those telephone calls, who best to prospect for donations to the Free State Project but somebody who's excited enough to say yes right then, or even the people that said, no, but I'd love to help.
Yeah.
So it intentionally is a self-funding thing once it gets up and rolling.
That's
but
even
I really,
better.
I really needed a list, and the Free State Project apparently has a... access to a list that would be helpful.
So I'm just hoping that we can, you know, help this move forward if the people that are contributing think it's valuable. So if so, Mark or Chris, what's the best way to get in touch with the Free State Project Board?
There's multiple emails. I'm actually looking here to see if there's an email that goes to the whole board of the Free State Project. One thing that I definitely think people could do, especially if they do plan on becoming active, is to join the Doers list. It's called FSP Doers. It's a Yahoo group that's open to anybody who wants to do stuff. And I do know that most of the board is on that particular list. Right now, looking for...
Maybe we could have them send it to members. Could we do that? Have them email members at freestateproject.org and then have the members guy Seth forward it on to whoever's necessary?
Or info@freestateproject.org.
Info's good.
info@freestateproject.org. Let them know how you feel about Mark's idea. I think it's great. I think it's the personal touch that's going to be necessary to take this project to completion as far as the numbers are concerned.
And God bless you if you've got an opinion, but your opinion's best if you've donated to the money bomb, I think.
Sure, absolutely. So, Chris, what did you want to share with us tonight?
I kind of call them two. One is telling people to donate, because you guys are doing quite a great job of telling people that. And I actually wanted to give you guys, like, the official sneak peek, you know, announcement that we do have the dates for the Liberty Forum.
All right, let's talk about that in a moment. Hang on. Chris Lawless is with us from the Free State Project. The Money Bomb is going on right now, and it's going on, I believe, until midnight, maybe Eastern Time. We'll find out from Chris here in a moment. Maybe midnight Pacific. We'll find out in a moment. And take your calls as well at 800-259-9231.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day.
3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You know Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. I love them. They've got so much to buy. There are dozens of categories in which you can shop. And free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. But if you need to save a few bucks, you can go used through Amazon at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter through that link and we get a cut. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Take the StartPage 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use StartPage.com. And instead of your Big Brother search engine, experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. And unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. That's startpage.com.
All right, as we go back to Chris Lawless, he is the organizer of the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, also the man who put together today's Money Bomb, which is almost a complete success. It's at 99%, $19,890 out of a total goal of $20,000, all raised since this morning. Chris Lawless, you're back with us. Are you there, sir?
Yes, and actually we've just got another 100, so we're 10 bucks away, and I can assure you we'll get there because I'll donate it again if I have to.
$10 away, I guess I guess we can call it a success. And
will it still tick up if somebody you know throws in some more money after the 20,000? Will it show that?
You know what? I'm actually wondering that myself. Actually, I do have a contingency plan to upload something after I hang up this call. Can tell someone to update the page so they can make it go a little higher if we need to.
Did you expect this? I mean, $20,000 seemed like a pretty lofty goal. I wouldn't think Free Talk Live could raise that in a 24-hour period. So you've done an amazing job.
When I first started, I was I was really confident we could, because I figured if we got 1,000 people, and then I was dealing with 1,000 libertarians, which makes things more difficult. But we've had a lot of people come through. We actually, it says right now we have 126 donors, but we actually have like 287 people who pledged to donate. So there's actually another 160-odd people out there who have not donated, who said they would. But
tisk, tisk.
Yeah, that's all right.
People get busy. They probably spaced out about it or something. But one of the questions that I think should be asked is this going to be an annual event? I mean, it seems like it's been so successful. It absolutely should. What do you think?
Absolutely. And one thing I was thinking of is if we do this once a year, that's more than enough to fund many different projects that the Free State Project wants to do. Of all the libertarian organizations out there, we actually have one of the lower budgets and you know, than many of these. I mean, people talk about giving $1 million to politicians. Do they do as much as the Free State Project does in one year with a $20,000 budget? So I think we're extremely economical.
Right. You're not paying the board members. You're not getting paid to run this. It's a fully volunteer organization. Are there any paid staff for the Free State Project?
No, none at all. I believe we have some interns, but they have minimal fund, they fundraise and they get a percentage of that, I believe.
Right.
But
a lot of the liberty-oriented organizations out there have pretty decently sized paid staff that they have to cover, and you know that's not cheap. So you guys certainly do run on a shoestring, and you've done a pretty good job so far. And hopefully, you guys will move forward. The Free State Project Board will move forward after being encouraged to do so with Mark's plan, so we can start reaching out to people by telephone and bring them on board, blow past that 20,000 number and actually get to focusing on moving people here to New Hampshire and getting them active. And hopefully this money bomb would be the first step in that process. And I am looking at it here right now. It has blown past 100%. It is now at $20,105. So thanks to everybody who's contributed to the Free State Project money bomb today. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to do that. Still, what time does it end tonight, Chris?
We're going to allow it to go to midnight Pacific time, and I've gotten at least 3 emails from people telling me that they don't like PayPal because of the way PayPal operates, so they're mailing in checks.
Okay.
So there'll probably be checks being mailed for the next week or so, and these are people who wanted to ensure that they got silver because they're donating at least $100.
Right. What are the tiers? I mean, obviously you reached your goal, but as long as people are contributing today, that silver offer still stands. So what are people going to get if they contribute $100? And then what are the tiers above that?
If you donate $100, you'll get a 1 ounce silver Free State Project round. So it's 1 ounce. You can see the, a likeness. It's not actually a picture of what the ounce of silver looks like. It's pretty cool looking. And those will be mailed out for all the people. They'll be mailed out the second week of October is when they'll be mailed out.
It has the Free State Project mascot on it, the porcupine. And it looks great. Silver pieces sure are a lot of fun to have. The question, of course, some people have been asking, and this may put you on the spot a little bit, is will the silver piece be changed after this to make it more of a commemorative piece that only people that contributed got their hands on, or is that not going to be the case?
That is not under my control. I actually hope that it is changed just because I do know that people would like it to be a special piece. So I do know that we are contracted out to buy a certain amount, a number of these. I don't know the exact amount of the details. Mm-hmm. I'm not involved with that.
But. Okay, so you can still get your hands on one of these, be one of the first to get them, and also contribute to the Free State Project. This is a great way for people that have listened to this show over the years, have called us and said, you know, I love what you guys are doing. I love the Free State Project, but I just can't move. I've got a family. I've got a job. I've got this. I've got that. Whatever the reasons are, they feel like they need to stay where they are, but they support the idea of moving liberty-minded people together. This is a great opportunity for them to get behind the project financially to help you guys get the project completed as far as getting to 20,000 signers, and also get some silver, get some 1 ounce pieces. So it's $100 gets you 1 1-ounce piece. What can get you more than 1 1-ounce piece?
Any increment of $100 will get you. So if you donate 2 ounces. However, if you donate 1,000, if you pony up 1,000. They said they'll throw in an extra ounce of silver. If you go throw in, if you have some major cash that you have $2,500, they'll give you 30 ounces. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's, and that was, the whole idea behind the silver was kind of like an afterthought. not really, you know, we were here when we were getting, and I said to Aaron, I said, hey, could we add, you know, give a free one out if they donate 100? So he said yes, and that's how that came about a month
ago. I think
ago.
It's a nice touch. It's one of those things like, you know, that's like what they do on PBS. If you donate some money, you get the freebie. If you donate more, you get more freebies.
Sure, and so, everybody knows that PBS knows how to raise money.
Yeah, and, right. And they, you know, this isn't a fundraising show. We don't do that typically, but you are a sponsor of the program, and certainly this is a pretty exciting thing, I think, for a lot of our listeners to get behind. So.
And if they donate the money, likely it's going to go to get that number. You know, it's possible that if we can come to an agreement and we're on track to do that, that it's going to go to get that 20,000 number reached, done, put it to bed, and let's get about the business of moving people to New Hampshire to work for Liberty.
Speaking of moving people here to New Hampshire, one of the things, there's an event every single year, the Liberty Forum, that you have organized, Chris, and are you're organizing it again for 2010?
Yeah, much to my wife's displeasure, I signed up for one more year.
So, and you've done an amazing job. And of course, you always invite Free Talk Live out, and it's always a lot of fun to come out, meet the listeners, and broadcast live. And of course, we'll be doing that again, I expect, coming up this year. But what are the dates? You said you've nailed down the dates at this point. Give us some of the basic info.
Yep, it's going to be March 18th, which is a Thursday. We're going to start off with a gun shoot again and a state tour for those that are interested. We actually talked to the Pistol Club again. They're excited to have us back. We're going to organize it better than last year. We learned from our mistakes every year. So that was hugely popular. We were actually on a couple TV shows. I don't know if people remember that. We were in the Nashua Telegraph. We were in Russia Today with the gun shoot.
So starting the 18th, when does it wrap up? Is it Sunday,
It'll be Sunday the 21st, correct.
Sunday the 21st. And same hotel as last year? In
same Nashua? Hotel, correct.
That's the Crown Plaza Resort in Nashua, New Hampshire. Now, there's you're not actually accepting sign-ups at this point. You're just announcing this?
Right. We just want to announce that. The sign-ups should happen in the next 15 to 20 days.
Okay.
We're trying to nail down one speaker before we announce. I was actually talking to his assistant today.
Can you tease it? Is there a way to tease who you know is going to
come? Can you just imitate how he sounds?
I'm not very good with imitations, but just to say is there have been many Keniacs on this person's show, and most Free Staters like this person, whether they're politicos, whether they're civil disobedience.
Is it somebody who at one time wore a robe?
I believe he did.
That's pretty cool. That'll be a good one. So, Chris Lawless, thanks for sticking with us here and answering our questions about the Free State Project Money Bomb. It's happening, still happening right now, even though it's reached its goal. Doesn't mean that you can't get involved and you know, throw in $100, get yourself the Free State Project silver piece. And Chris, thanks for coming on the show tonight. And
Thank you.
You'll have more about the Liberty Forum as it develops, right?
Yep, will do.
Very good, sir. Have a good night. Hour two is coming up here. Dale will be joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com, and we'll talk to you about what you want. You are on hold. We will get to you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.